In this bulletin, the death toll from the White Island eruption rises to 8. Scott Morrison defends the government's response to climate change. And in men's cricket, Tim Payne expected to stay on as captain when Steve Smith's leadership ban expires. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Guyatt. Whakatane hospital staff say the aftermath of the White Island volcanic eruption was beyond comprehension, with the largest ever number of critically injured patients at once. 8 people died, including Australians, and dozens of others have suffered severe burns. Hospital staff have spoken about their experience, saying that they had prepared for mass casualties through training exercises, but the extent of this emergency couldn't have been anticipated. Registered nurse and hospital coordinator David Van Dyke says it was all hands on deck.
The compassion shown by our team when faced with this catastrophe was always there and still is. For many of us, it feels surreal. Everyone deals with tragic events in their own way, and many of us are still coming to terms with what happened. Our thoughts are with the victims who remain in hospital, those that sadly didn't survive, and their families and their friends.
New Zealand authorities say they plan to recover the bodies tomorrow morning and will brief families this afternoon. The Ministry of Health's Dr. Ashley Bloomfield says 21 patients remain in burns units across New Zealand, while 7 Australians have been returned home.
Our intensive care and burns teams throughout all of the burns units continue to work around the clock, putting in huge hours and showing, as we know they do, an unbelievable commitment to ensuring the very best care for patients.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the federal government's position on climate change, stating that it is taking action and meeting targets. A climate rally was held in Sydney last night. As residents of New South Wales continue to deal with bushfire warnings and smoke pollution, Mr. Morrison has acknowledged drought has affected the fires and that the nation is living through a national disaster with a dangerous season ahead.
So we are taking action, but what I've noticed on the ground in terms of these fires is that the way that it has brought Australians as a community together. Certainly these broader global issues are relevant, but at times like this, Australians must come together.
In finance, Westpac investors have criticised the bank's board and urged directors to return their fees after revelations the bank has been linked to a child exploitation scandal. Last month, the regulator AUSTRAC accused Westpac of failing to exercise diligence on transactions to Asia related to potential child exploitation risks. The outgoing chairman apologised during the annual general meeting for the bank's failures, and the board has dropped short-term bonuses for executives. Lindsay Maxted told the meeting that the board is deeply distressed by AUSTRAC's allegations and says the bank has let people down.
As a board and as individuals, we are devastated that anyone may have been exposed to the risk of harm as a result of a failing by Westpac. For this, we are truly sorry. Every one of us in this company has been shaken by the events of the past few weeks. And we know this feeling is shared widely throughout the community and undoubtedly in this room.
To sport now, and Cricket Australia Chief Executive Kevin Roberts expects Tim Payne to keep his role as captain of the Australian men's team when Steve Smith's leadership ban expires next year. Roberts has praised Smith for giving tactical support on the field, but says Cricket Australia wants Payne to continue as the captain. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, very hot and sunny, 41 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 21. Hobart, cloudy and 21 degrees. Canberra, smoke haze and 28. Wollongong, possible shower, 20. Sydney, cloudy and 23. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, a possible storm, 29. Cairns, sunny and 33, and Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.